Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Are you ready for the winter? In some areas of the country, it's already upon us. And hopefully, you know, all the windows are sealed and caulked and weatherproofed as far as, you know, eliminating drafts. And the car antifreeze is up to where it needs to be. And then the last thing that needs to be winterized is you. It's really very simple. So here are some things that you can do to help you get through the winter. And hopefully you won't be one of those people that catch a cold or the flu. But nonetheless, let's be prepared anyway. One of the very first things that has to happen is you need to get plenty of rest. That goes without saying on so many different levels. Rest, relaxation, elimination of stress, which is hard to do. However, if you can identify what it is that causes you stress, that will go a long way in helping you alleviate it and removing it from your reality. So make sure you get, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours sleep a night. Obviously, 8 is the ideal. Another thing to do, drink plenty of fluids, clean water. For me, if you've listened to me before, you know I'm a distilled water advocate. I think everybody should drink distilled water because you don't know where the water's been, and you can't trust the government to tell you the truth. I mean, as horrible as that sounds, you know, you take a look, and I was going through Facebook this morning because I do my postings, and every couple of days I share a thought. Well, I was looking at the homepage today, and there was a whole thing on there about the FDA approving all these drugs that kill all these people, and now they've just approved, I'm sure you've heard of this, GMO fish. Salmon is now a genetically modified organism, and the food companies don't want you to know that something is genetically modified. What does that mean to you? Well, at this point, there's no telling because we don't have enough history with genetically modified foods to make an intelligent statement regardless of what the FDA says. As far as I'm concerned, they are the Fast Death Association. Anyway, drink plenty of distilled water. And don't worry about losing minerals. First off, you should be doing a multi-mineral in the evening. You'll sleep better, and you'll get your minerals. And if you're doing a good diet, lots of leafy green vegetables, you're going to get minerals there as well. But even with having the perfect diet, I'm a firm believer that people do not get enough minerals in their system, and it will help you rest as well. So plenty of fluids. Herbal teas will also be good. And vitamin C. Now, I think everybody should take anywhere from 3 to 5, 7 grams of vitamin C a day. Take as much as you can. And along with that, I would do a minimum of 25,000 units of fish liver oil. If you're doing beta carotene, I would say do a minimum of 50,000 a day. And I know, and if you're concerned about your liver becoming gummy and it, the vitamin A backing up on you, then only do the vitamin A 5 days a week and do the vitamin C 6 or 7 days a week, because I do believe in the Sabbath for the body. You should allow your body to rest on occasion. And by the way, with the vitamin C, you'll know it's too much if you begin to have diarrhea. And some of the things that you could do to, like, increase your vitamin C from foods, look at strawberries, kiwis, and green leafy vegetables. Now, when it comes to strawberries, make sure they're organic, because strawberries are one of the most sprayed foods you can consume. So make sure they're clean. And the only way to do that is do organic. Another good thing to protect yourself from sore throats, well, there's a couple. One of them would be to gargle with salt water. Something as simple as 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt in a glass of warm water will be a great medication for sore throats, probably better than anything you're going to get at the store. Also, if your throat really hurts, take a garlic clove, crush it up, mix, put it on a teaspoon with a little bit of honey, and consume that. the honey will make the garlic not burn so much. And on one level, you do want it to burn, because what we're doing is we're using it as an irritant. And as it goes over the sore part of the throat, it's because it's an irritant, you're bringing lots of blood to the surface, and that is where the healing is going to take place, because obviously the bloodstream is what your antibodies are using to go after whatever it is that's there. So the garlic would be fabulous for that. Also, another thing would be a steam treatment, because what that will do, kind of like, you know, one of the other things that we do around the house is the neti pot. And the steam and neti pot both do the same. They're both designed to open up the sinus cavities so that not only you can breathe easier, but that you can drain easier. And the nice thing about the steam is it doesn't dry out the membranes of your nose, so you're not going to have any bleeding. When it comes to the neti pot, and if you've never done a neti pot, they're really simple. And they can tell you at the health food store when you go and you buy a neti pot. The nice thing about it is, and I recommend getting yourself some, maybe a tincture of golden seal root, and put that in the neti pot water along with some sea salt. Now, I will tell you that the golden seal root will burn. However, if you're somebody that has constant sinus issues, and by the way, the sinus issues are really, from my point of view, more often than not, I'll say 80-20, they're going to be a candida infestation, because candida is natural to the throat. But what happens is when your immune system goes down, because you've taken an antibiotic and you've killed all the friendly flora in your intestinal tract, well, when you swallow, the candida goes down into your intestinal tract, has an opportunity to build, proliferate. And if you've got leaky gut, you're really in deep doo-doo, because now the candida will migrate into your bloodstream and you'll have it systemically. So not a good thing. So take a look at neti pots and steam treatment. Also, again, you know, vitamin A, fabulous thing. And those are some of the most direct things that you can do to help yourself. Another thing is chili pepper, believe it or not, because what they do is that cayenne, and I love cayenne. I think I did a show on cayenne, which will give you all kinds of data about cayenne. What it will do is help and act as a decongestant. Last but not least is your mindset, because your mind is everything. And depending upon, you know, if you have a tendency to get sick every winter, this year program yourself with, I am well and healthy. I am well and healthy. And the reason you want to use the term I am is because it is one of the many names of God. And so that when you draw on the I am that I am, the within, you can do anything. Because what you're saying is you're gathering the energy and force of power of your mind, and you are focusing it with control. And I use that term with control specifically because otherwise your subconscious mind is running on automatic. And if you need to be sick, if there's a tendency to be sick, guess what? You will. So program. Visualize yourself in a white bubble, keeping all kinds of germs and bacteria out. Use your imagination to create an immune shield around yourself. And so make sure plenty of liquids, plenty of rest, organic foods, lots of garlic, onions. And another thing you can do with onions, especially if somebody's sick, is cut it open, leave it on the bedstands, it will draw the bacteria out of the room. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on The Healthy Self with Radio MD.